You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1995. And here's your host for the DX Audio Service, Fred Vobey.
Thanks, Chris, and hi, DX Audio Service members. We've got a fully packed edition of the DX Audio Service for you on this first edition of 1995, so let's get into our news and notes. Ernie Wesolowski is hosting the third annual Fremont, Nebraska DX position on January 27th through the 29th at Calvin Crest again. Now, for more information, send a number 10 self-addressed stamped envelope to Ernie Wesolowski, WESOLOWSKI, at 13312 Westwood, WESTWOOD Lane, Omaha, Nebraska, and the zip code is 68144-3543. He'll need your reservations by January 16th and earlier, if possible. I happened to catch something in the Radio World magazine which caught my eye under the station services column, and that is a alternative to Rush Limbaugh. From Boulder, Colorado, the USA Talk Network is offering stations a liberal talk show response to Rush Limbaugh. Democratic activist Aaron Haber on August 15th began broadcasting After Rush, a direct response to conservative talk shows led by the hosts like Rush Limbaugh, G. Gordon Liddy, Michael Reagan, and Pat Buchanan. If you would like to hear this program and don't know where it's at, you might want to give them a call at the USA Talk Network. Their telephone number is area code 303-443-2626, and I'm sure they will not appreciate you telling them dittos for the program.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with still more stuff from the broadcast band, the AM Switch, from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Three editions of the Switch will follow this month, and we start with reference number 351. There were no call letter changes. Strange, but happens occasionally. Under applications from existing facilities on 670 WBVS in Claremont, Virginia, has applied to relocate the transmitter site for this new station that is not yet on the air. The only reason this is of interest to us, the CP for this station was granted way back in 1989, and one was beginning to wonder whether or not this station would ever get on the air. Well, since they are still doing engineering changes on it, looks like this CP is still viable, so if you live in the Virginia area, you might want to keep a watch on 670. Under otherness, on 630 KIDD, Monterey, California, this silent station was scheduled to come back on the air by the end of the year. It'd be interesting to know if someone in that area can tell us if it did. On 1230 WANO, Pineville, Kentucky, is silent. 1280 WFYC, Alma, Michigan, this station now relays WCEN, the 1150 station in Mount Pleasant, during the day. As you may remember, WCEN recently changed to daytime-only operation. After the WCEN sign-off, then WFYC resumed simulcast with their FM. 1310 WTIK, Durham, North Carolina. This silent station has returned to the air. 1340 WMQX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Another silent station that is back on the air. And on 1450 WLYV, Fort Wayne, Indiana, this silent station has also returned. The airwaves are getting heavier and heavier. On 1490 WYYZ, Jasper, Georgia, this silent station has new owners who expect to return it to the air soon. 1540 KMBY, Monterey, California, this silent station is also back on the air. 1590 WHPY, Clayton, North Carolina, another silent station with new owners that is expected to come back. And on 1600, a little change from what we told you about last month, KWTX in Lakewood, Colorado, this station is now running daytime only due to that vandalism at their transmitter site. They are not running reduced power at night. They are now running no power at night. Moving on to edition number 352, under call letter changes, on 1150 KVIL, Highland Park, Texas, becomes KDMM. On 1250 KHBL, San Antonio, Texas, changes to KZEP. 1340 WOKE, Charleston, South Carolina, becomes WQSC. 1400 WULF, Alma, Georgia, becomes WAJQ. 1520 KAMX, Albuquerque, New Mexico, changes to KDZZ. And on 1530 WJPJ in Huntington, Tennessee, changing to WDAP. Grants to existing facilities on 820 WSCR Chicago will be adding 1,200 watts at night to become a full-time station. Their antenna will change to U2. Now, to bring this into play, they must build a large six-tower transmitter plant in Lamont, Illinois. So this isn't going to happen soon, but eventually WSCR will be on full-time. And on 1560 WSQR Sycamore, Illinois, last month we told you they were going full-time with 176 watts at night. Wrong. The FCC typoed that. The actual night power is 22 watts at night. Under otherness, on 620 CKCK, Regina, Saskatchewan, this facility has been sold to the owners of CJME, the 1300 station in Regina. Those calls and programming will move to 620. On 850 KWOF, Waterloo, Iowa, a silent station has returned to the air. On 950 CKBB in Barrie, Ontario, this station has been running continuous repeating promos to tune to 101.1 FM, so evidently they're ready to make the switch to FM. The 950 station will subsequently go off the air for good. On 1140 KCXL, Liberty, Missouri, this silent station has returned. 1220 WIMN, Stillwater, Minnesota, if you look in your logbook, you see they have a construction permit to move to 1210. They have it no more. That CP has been dropped, so you can scratch that out of your log. 1250 WXOX, Bay City, Michigan. This silent station has been sold and is expected to return to the air. As we told you last month, they have applied to move city of license to Frankenmuth, Michigan. The people buying the station, well, it's duopoly time again. It's the people who already own the other Frankenmuth AM station, WKNX, on 1210. 1450 KIOV, Payette, Idaho, is silent again. 1450 KRBN, Red Lodge, Montana, this is gone. License has been canceled, and the call letter has been deleted by the FCC. They've been silent for a number of years. Let's take a look at some expanded band news. As a partial answer to the question we posed last month, FCC AM Chief Jim Bertle has explained that the list was based on letters of intent, not actual filings. Therefore, stations on the list do not have to migrate to the expanded band. So any station on the list, with second thoughts, has the option of remaining with their present facilities. Now, this doesn't answer this question. If a station on the list decides not to use their allocation in the expanded band, what happens to that allocation? Does it remain unfilled, or can another station in the area take it over? It's very possible that not every station on the list will move to the new band, and don't hold your breath too long, because as we move to edition 353, we have the answer to that question. Under 353, a couple call interchanges on 1050 KJBO, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico, becomes KHFN. The classical music station in town has bought them and will probably simulcast. On 1520 WLSP, Lapeer, Michigan, changing to WLMR. A couple grants to existing facilities of interest on 620 KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, adjusts their night power to 4,500 watts, changes their city of license to Plano, Texas. And on 760 WCHP, Champlain, New York, becomes full-time by adding 11 watts at night. The antenna becomes U3. Looking at otherness on 960 WFGL, Fitchburg, Massachusetts, this silent station is on the air. At the moment, they're maintaining a limited schedule of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 1070 WNWX, Plattsburgh, New York. Ken Chatterton reports this station is silent. On 1160 WPVG in Funkstown, Maryland, hope you heard this station because it only lasted a couple years. It is now silent. The trailer the station was located in has been removed from its transmitter site. The tower has been dismantled, and the land where it was located has been sold at auction. So don't be very surprised if this one does not return, at least not in the foreseeable future. 1240 WWZQ, Aberdeen, Mississippi, silent station back on the air. 1240 KPRB, Redmond, Oregon, this station is canceled. The license is pulled, and the call letter is deleted by the FCC. It's been silent for quite a long time. And again on 1240 KRAK, Rollins, Wyoming, this silent station has returned to the air. 1280 WECY, Seaford, Delaware, is silent. 1330 WPPI, Carrollton, Georgia. This silent station is back on the air. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to do a DX test for the National Radio Club. 1350 WEZS, Laconia, New Hampshire. This silent station has returned to the air. 1420 KESY, Omaha, Nebraska, reported to be silent. On 1490, if you look in your new NRC log, you'll see an application for a new station in Kingston, Alabama. Well, you can scratch that out. That application has been canceled. 1490 KMET, Banning, California, silent station back on the air. And on 1530 KXTD, Wagner, Oklahoma, this silent station should have returned to the air by the time you hear this tape. And as promised, more expanded band follow-up. It seems now that each station allocated to the expanded band was determined not only by its, quote, fit on the expanded band, but the amount of interference that will be eliminated on the station's present frequency when it finally leaves the air to move to the expanded band exclusively. Therefore, another station, even in the same city, would probably not qualify to take over the expanded band allotment since its present interference contours would not be the same. So the answer to the question is, if a station chooses not to use its expanded band allotment, what happens to it? It appears that allotment will simply be eliminated. And if that's the case, what a terrible waste of spectrum that would be. And that wraps up this month's edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in 30 days with another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band. Now, it's time to go to Florida. I don't get to do that to February, but John Bowker gets to do that every day. Lucky dog. John, take it away.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Gee, I love that AM Switch segment of the audio service. The way Jerry makes cold data come alive and meaningful. So thanks for that, too, Jerry. It's been a good year, and we're looking forward to another good one, aren't we? Well, everybody, how do you do? I must tell you that I had a call this month from an old faithful friend, Ernie Holt, up in New York City, who asked me whatever became of the 1,200 stations on the travelogue. And I was stunned. I felt like the guy that printed 100,000 calendars and found he'd skipped August. Oh, what can I tell you? So anyway, we'll be giving you the 1,200 stations as soon as possible. Maybe Fred can find some space for it later on. He'll have to see. But for now, we're going to hear stations that broadcast at 1250 on the AM dial. We've got some 50 or more IDs for you, so we better get started. I'll take you now to the upper jolly New England area of the country, to the city about 5 miles from the site of the 1995 NRC convention, in fact. The announcer is Bob Bittner, who owns this station. He also owns a station in Worcester, Mass., and one in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Bob was our dinner speaker this year at the Nashua National Radio Club convention. So, by the way, the noise you're about to hear in the background is the sound of waves crashing on the shore as we begin the January 1995 travelogue on the DX Audio Service.
Beautiful music for New Hampshire. This is 1250 WKBR Manchester.
And next we come to one of the two cities in the United States where the call letters actually spell out the full name of the city.
W-A-R-E, where?
This is WARE in Ware, Massachusetts. The time right now, by the way, is 7:30.
I thought we'd give you a couple of those. This next station is telling a little story, and the story it's telling is about one of its rival radio stations, WFAD, which was off the air for a period of time during the Gulf crisis, as I recall it was. You'll hear all about it. What it's trying to do, this station in Fort Ticonderoga, New York, is trying to crash, if you will, into the cultural capital of the state of Vermont.
Radio stations come and radio stations go, and some stations even change their call letters so you don't recognize them. But for more than 35 years, WIPS has had the same call letters and the same commitment to the community. Our music programming has kept pace with the times, providing an up-to-date mix of the songs you like. We haven't even changed our format every other month to confuse you. We cover your local board meetings and tell you the next day what happened. Our local news has won 5 Associated Press Awards for coverage. Local residents tell us they appreciate our coverage of the Gulf War by providing updates every 10 minutes and even continuous coverage. This meant you could take us with you and keep up to date. Those other stations were nowhere to be found during the Gulf crisis. If you want steady day-to-day entertainment and news and someone you can count on, you don't have to go far. In fact, you're tuned to the right spot. AM 1250, WIPS.
It's 1 o'clock at WIPS, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, full-service radio for the Champlain Valley.
You notice they mention Middlebury in their ID now. Middlebury is a good 20 miles away, by the way, and WIPS is barely reaches there. But they do a good job. WFAD came back on the air along with its FM sister station, and now they carry the local town meetings and things like that. Okay, let's go down into the state of New Jersey.
Radio 1250, a total communication service of Drexel Hill Associates.
WMDR, Morristown.
And into Pennsylvania.
WPEL-AM-FM, Montrose, Pennsylvania.
Now, here's one of those cities that's changed call letters innumerable times. We have three of them on tape.
We are there.
WOBG, York, with good old rock and roll.
Well, that was one, WOBG. Here was a later one that held on for 4 or 5 years in York. That's Kix, XKU. Yeah, you explain it to me. And here's the one they use today.
You're in the middle of 45 minutes of stopless music on WQXA FM and AM. Your Hot 105.7.
Okay, we move west now a bit. Into Emporium.
FM dial, we're WLAM WQKY Emporium. For a better mix of today's music and the greatest oldies of all time.
NBC Radio News.
Now for the biggie in Pennsylvania.
Your Christmas wish station, 1250 WTAE, Pittsburgh, it's 7 o'clock.
Good evening, this is Ron Reininger with WTAE News Headlines.
Into Virginia now.
Christian radio for Northern Virginia, WTRZ, Warrenton.
You know, I hadn't noticed that. Warrenton is really on the outskirts of the District of Columbia. They could have easily said Washington, but no, they just said Northern Virginia. I wonder if they're trying to compete with Manassas, because Manassas, you know, has been on and off the air a lot. Let's go to Franklin. This is down toward Norfolk, Virginia, a little bit. We have two from there. One of the old ones.
WYSR, operates of a sine frequency of 1,250 kilocycles with a daytime power of 1,000 watts, as authorized by the Federal Communications System in Washington, D.C. The main studios and office of WYSR are located at 101 South Street in the Franklin Shopping Center.
I don't know if he was reading that or not, so no more comment. However, Franklin changed not only him, but the call letters.
Western Tidewater's best country. WLQM, AM and FM, Franklin, Suffolk.
Mark Willis in the news this hour. President Clinton has begun what's being billed as Health Reform Week.
Now we go down to the North Carolina border.
More of the best in country music is coming up here on WDVA Danville.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. Apparently less than expected the turnout for the Save Our City, Save Our Children demonstration in Washington.
And if we go a little bit south of that, into North Carolina.
1250, WGHB, Farmville, Greenville.
Off to the west of North Carolina.
Serving the wonderful Blue Ridge Mountains at 1250 on your AM dial. This is WBRM Marion, Old Fort.
Those signals do not carry through the Blue Ridge Mountains because we were in the Blue Ridge Mountains when we recorded that. But now let's go back out to the beautiful blue Atlantic Ocean.
All in the category when we were in the military called the sick, the lame, and the lazy.
Ron, I gotta run. Thanks for the call. Thank you, everyone. Your input, very valuable this morning.
Hey, have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.
NBC Radio News, a world view due from President Clinton an hour from now when he addresses the United Nations.
Charleston is a real interesting city right there in South Carolina on the ocean because you can take ocean voyages that last about half an hour in the sheltered bay. You don't even get seasick, which is my favorite.
We are WYTH, AM 1250 in Madison, Georgia. Right now we've got temperature at 48 degrees outside and holding. We've got Georgia Network News coming up at 3:30. And then after that, we'll continue with some of the best in country music for a Saturday afternoon. Right now, the time is 3:30, Georgia Network News next.
I think you're ad-libbing, young man. That's Madison, Georgia.
Good afternoon.
Near the South Carolina border.
At this hour, the strange case of a kidnapped Douglasville girl.
But now we go south in Georgia.
For a transcript of today's program and a sample copy of the National Right to Life newspaper, simply write Pro-Life Perspective, National Right to Life, 419 7th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20004.
1250 AM is WANL, Albany.
Right, son. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Okay, now this next man, I wonder if this announcer will ever make it to the network.
WQHL, Live Oak.
Tonight in the Gulf Coast, variable
maybe,
winds
maybe
at
not.
5 to 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less, and bay smooth. Keep listening to AM 1250 WQHL for Atlanta Braves baseball around 8 p.m.
Now, if I just turn my chair around, I can almost see the towers.
12.
Of this one.
The best oldies and the best of today. WUSA, WDAE, Tampa Bay's W101.
Hi, we're Bob and Judd for Opti World.
Well, that's enough of that. WDAE was the first licensed broadcast station in the state of Florida to go on the air. That same afternoon, a station in Miami came on the air. This bothers me, this one here. I'm going to play it for you, though.
This is radio station WZOB 14, now concluding another broadcasting day. WZOB operates on a frequency of 1,250 kilohertz with a daytime power of 5,000 watts. We hope you'll join us in the morning at 6 a.m. for the best in country music and entertainment. From all the staff at WZOB, have a good night.
Back in the late 80s, I played that for you the first time on the travelogue, and it still bugs me. I don't think it's appropriate to interrupt the Star Spangled Banner, but maybe I'm of the old school. I don't know of any other station in the country that does it. Oh, by the way, then fades it out, as you just heard, and goes off the air. What are you going to do?
Continuous news, a service of WLCK, Scottsville, Kentucky.
Up into West Virginia.
Country Connection, WYKM, Rupert.
CBS News, this is David Jackson. Debate till dawn produced household.
Okay, a couple now from Washington Courthouse in Ohio.
AM and FM in Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Well, I guess I blew that one pretty well. Let's take it again.
WCHO, AM and FM in Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Yep, WCHO it is. And more recently, they updated their call to this.
Our country fresh, WCHO FM WOFR, Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Good afternoon. It's 80 degrees at the Communications Center. This 3 o'clock news, a service today of the number one carpet place. I'm Laura Kunkel reporting.
And Fred, I thought we had a better idea on this next one than I have here in the studio.
WXOX operates on a frequency of 1250 kilohertz and a power of 1,000 watts non-directional by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Big Ox Radio serves the Tri-City area with studios in Bay City and transmitter in Essexville, Michigan.
But I don't have any of their regular midday IDs at all on WXOX. I'm very surprised.
This is WGL Fort Wayne and WGL FM Roanoke Fort Wayne. Stay tuned for CNN News brought to you by your local Scott's food stores.
WGL also carries the WGN network of the Chicago Cubs. It gets a little confusing during baseball season, if there ever is a baseball season. Let's go down into the center part of Indiana.
For you too, call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau and say,
I saw it on the radio.
Contact WRAY's Sales and Marketing Department today at 386-1250.
This is WRAY AM-FM, Princeton, Indiana, 1 a.m. news time from Atlanta, current temperature 20 degrees.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Larry Maher.
All right, Larry, let's go westward ho into Illinois.
WIZZ Streeter. Yes, we're still here. 83 degrees currently. Looking for clouds.
Who wanted to know?
40% chance of thunderstorms tonight. Oh, there goes that doorbell again. Yes. Taking us up to...
Do you get the impression this is a small station?
With tequila. For 1958. Course request lines are open at 673-8000.
Here's a bigger station now.
You are the sunshine.
is 1250 WEMT Milwaukee, the oldie station, with your favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Well, we're into Minnesota now.
O'clock at KCUE, cloudy sky, 65 degrees. AM 1250, KCUE in Red Wing. Here's ABC News.
That splatter, of course, is one of the reasons that 1240 stations don't get out further. They're usually built too close to a more powerful station on a regional channel. So now let us move over to Fergus Falls
in the middle
Minnesota
70s.
Still.
Serving west central Minnesota and eastern Dakotas for over 65 years, 1250 AM KBR Fergus Falls. Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, 64 degrees in Fergus Falls.
Bush and Clinton on the road again. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Jordan.
From Fergus Falls to Cedar Falls.
On the Cubs Radio Network.
The Cedar Valley Sports Authority. 1250 KCFI. Cedar Falls, Waterloo.
Okay. This is Fire is brought Fayetteville, to you Arkansas.
Discount Muffler, 1696 South Pleasant in Springdale.
On KOFC Fayetteville, news from the USA Radio Network is brought to you now by the Bank of Fayetteville.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena. Investors are.
Did you notice how he used a song to build up to the sounder for the news? I was never at a radio station that let you do that. We were supposed to back time right up to the news. We didn't always do it right, but we tried. Little Rock, Arkansas is the state capital down there, and we have two IDs at 1250. First, the old.
Rolling through the 98 great days of summer. KZOU. KZOU-FM, Little Rock. All hits, Zoo 98.
And now the new.
B98, KURB, AM and FM Little Rock weather from B98.5. Partly cloudy for the remainder of this afternoon. A slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. It's 81 degrees now at the radio station for the most fun in the morning and the most music all day. Little Rock, B98.5.
And the same story in San Antonio.
Split price spark plugs are available at Western Auto and Auto Parts Express, Beaton Sports Center, Alamo Auto Parts, and Co. Auto Sports.
KZEP, KZEP, FM, San Antonio.
No one can silence you. No one can take his place.
That was the old sound in San Antonio at 1250, and now here's the new sound.
La cita es con el psicólogo Edgar Villamarín a las 2 de la tarde para consultar lo que siempre quiso saber y nunca se atrevió a hacer. En la 1250 KHBL, la única radio hablada en San Antonio.
Hola. Up into Kansas now.
REN, Topeka.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena. Heavy aftershocks continue to rock Southern California. Meanwhile, Caltech seismologists have confirmed that the area experienced a rare double earthquake this morning.
Up into Nebraska now.
You're listening to KTFC in Sioux City, Iowa, 103.3 on the FM dial, KTFJ, Dakota City, Nebraska, 1250 on your AM dial, and KTFG, Sioux Rapids, Iowa, 102.9 on your FM.
Not sure where that distortion came from. It's
minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Again, 70 degrees. Time for your homemaker's broadcast. Your homemaker today, Dorothy Herring.
Probably our fault was the end of that sentence. We're up into Montana.
101 FM and 1250 AM, KIKC, Miles City, Forsyth.
All is
issues are game. The political season has begun in earnest. I'm Kimberly James on the Satellite News Network.
Okay, let's go south where it's a little warmer. Wilcox, Arizona. This is Wickenburg, Arizona.
All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
KTIM Wickenburg. And now, the news brought to you by Wickenburg Community Hospital.
Good morning, it's 52 degrees at 9 o'clock. I'm Cindy Dickey. Well,
and I want one of our rare stops in the state of Utah.
From KBEL in Vernal, Utah, studios and offices in the Hotel Vernal. KBEL is 12:50 on your radio dial. The time is 12 noon. Stay tuned now for the latest news.
And now into California.
And, we can lunch out into the pizzas today. This is KDHI. ABC News is coming up next. Thank you, Pizza Hut.
This is AM 1250, KDHI, 29 Palms, Joshua Tree, Yucca Valley, and serving the entire Morongo Basin.
Now a couple of calls from Madera, California.
Madera's hit music.
All right.
KQMD.
All right, now KHOT, K-Hot.
I'm S-A-S-K-H-O-T, Radio Caliente, 1250 AM, KHOT, Madera, Merced, Fresno.
Yes, indeed, up to Oregon we go now.
Supremes, Grover Washington Jr., along with Bill Withers, the Hollies. From the countryside of the coast, we'll touch bases with Eddie Rabbit, Crystal Gayle, B.J. Thomas, and more. Right here on AM 1250 KCST.
With all the news across the nation and around the world, ABC News is next right here on 1250 KCST, Florence.
They let him do it too, didn't they? Son of a gun. And now to the eastern part of Washington.
Serving Orofino, Washtucna, and Desmet, this is your source for news and information. Northwest Public Radio, KWSU AM 1250, Pullman, Moscow.
And we wind up in the big city of Seattle.
Rhythm Radio for the Northwest. KKFX, Seattle, Everett.
Well, that's quite a trip we've taken across the United States on this little segment of 1250 stations. And say, I want to acknowledge receiving tapes this past month from Nancy Lynn in Philadelphia and Bob Rathbun in Boston. And do you know that the tape you've just heard, there were over 14 contributors? I say over because I was one of them and I don't count myself. So let me conclude this 1994 segment of the Travelogue by wishing everybody a heartfelt Happy New Year. I hope the holiday season has been good to you also. And I'll tell you, it's such a privilege to work with people like Jerry Starr and Fred Vobey and Phil Wayne and Jim Snowbarger, a real talented guy that we're getting to know better all the time. It's your cue, Jim. Happy New Year, fella.
There's another year behind you. You're thinking about the things you want to do, making promises to keep and keeping track of where you're going, feeling Happy New Year feelings through and through. For the holidays and all the days, you'll never be alone, 'cause K&B are 68.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker, and a Happy New Year to you as well. May you have better luck keeping your resolutions this year than I had keeping mine last. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, it's that time again. Matter of fact, it's all about time this month. Fred tells me we are dreadfully short of it. So, Marty Rimpaugh of Oakland, California, 9 minutes and 30 seconds are yours. On your knees, if you please, at 710 kilohertz, where we left off last month, and go for the top.
easy. Don't give your mother a
710. We get two stations.
Listen, let me tell you one more thing, George.
We get KFIA from Sacramento at 710, 10,000 watts day.
Take a season of time.
250 watts night. And also Cairo from Seattle, KIRO.
It's a
720.
Broken showing.
The old familiar favorite, KDWN.
American Network is really great. I'm
Las Vegas.
A mother will have to attend family counseling sessions. The mother of a 5-year-old says.
KCBS. 760.
Drug Administration. Oh, yeah, right.
KFMB.
Well, that's out to protect us, right?
They have been the stalwart news talk station kind of sports for many years. And so. 770. At night, we get two stations at 770. You're hearing two things. Music, that's from KCBC, 50,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts nighttime. I don't know what the antenna allocation is. Then you're also hearing KKOB from Albuquerque. 780, KKOH. The new news talk station.
I know that that's the first red flag that's going to go up.
Formerly KROW. 790.
Because frankly, at this night,
we get mainly two stations at 790 here at night. KABC Los Angeles. And also a station called KOQO. Out of Fresno, or Clovis, near Fresno. Sometimes we get KWSW in Eureka, which runs the AM-only format before sunset. 820, actually 810.
K10 time, I'm Bernie Ward. Pat in San Francisco.
KGO. News Talk.
1993 season.
840 KVEG. 850 KOA, and a little tiny bit of KTAC in Tacoma sometimes, and also KCTQ, which relays KPLS at 830. KCTQ is out of Thousand Oaks. 860, the mixture of KTRB Modesto, which is about 100 miles away from here, and XEMO from Tijuana. 870.
Paul's products and
KIEB, Glendale. But we also get KKOW from I believe Laughlin, Nevada.
Dan, Lady Luck, back with
and WWL from New Orleans.
John on line one.
Might be in there somewhere. 880. Is we get two stations. We get KMCE from Gonzales, California at night, and also we get a little tiny bit of KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska.
They shouldn't say anything.
890.
Believe me.
KDXU, St. George.
There are enough fans.
910.
And there's a
KNEW,
fan base that can't
country, and then a little sports
NHL
at night. 920. I believe this station's call is KLOC in Ceres, California. 930. A combination of KKHJ Los Angeles and KSCI Pocatello, Idaho. 940 KFRE, they run the real country format. 960 cable, KBL. 970 doesn't want to do too much tonight, but sometimes I get a station called The Beat from Portland. They're kind of neat. And there's also a station from Ciudad Juarez on that frequency. 980 KFWB. Boy, it's kind of eating it tonight.
From the motion picture.
990 KATD.
Mistake the other night.
Pittsburgh, just up the road here.
But it turns out,
and also there's, I believe, a station from Santa Barbara on that frequency that runs SEN.
Performed by a group called RAM.
And if I really push it hard, I can also hear XECL from Mexicali, Mexico.
But anyway,
1000, we get KOMO Seattle, but there's also a KFAX harmonic up at 1100. 1010, KIQI, AM stereo. 1020, KTNQ, Los Angeles, but they aren't really coming in tonight. 1030, this is the radio station from San Luis Obispo. I believe it's KJBJ, and they're calling it California BJ or something. They run that, what used to be Cadena Radio Central or CRC satellite. And also, if I manipulate things, I can hear KTWO Casper, but it's not doing too well. 1040 is nothing but TVI tonight. That is a station that used to be, I believe, CKXY, Kixie, from Vancouver, but they have gone big band. 1050. Coffee.
Years after graduating to tell you that you help them understand a difficult subject.
1070 KNX. You know, it makes Los Angeles. Administration 1080 KWJJ out of Portland.
Have a lot of stress at home.
And I believe I also hear KSCO Santa Cruz. 1090 XPRS.
I like to take them. I just think there's a lot of benefit.
1100 KFAX here in San Francisco.
Because I find
1120 KPNW. 1130 KRDU Dinuba. 1140 is KHTK Sacramento. 1160 KSL. 1170 KLOK.
You're listening to Renewal with Dr. Gene Getz.
1180 is KERI, Green Acres Wasco, near Bakersfield, Religion. Now, 1190, I get three stations on 1190. I get KEX, I get KORG from Anaheim, and I get XENBC from Mexicali. That's a neat station that plays a lot of top 40.
Hey, Marty, real quick, I was also curious about the 1540 and 1580 stations from Los Angeles. How well do they come up there?
1540 is KXCD Los Angeles. Yes, 1580 now is a mixture of KBLA, Santa Monica, which is Korean, and also KCWW, which is from Tempe, I believe.
All right, Marty, thanks a lot for the tour of the area. I enjoyed it. Sure everybody else did, too. And with that, he's out of here, and so am I. By the way, if you'd like to send a tape for use on the Bandscan, send them to me, Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Thanks, Tim. Got your tape. See you next month.
Chimier Radio, fine-tuning time.
We now pause for pattern and frequency change. Flip over to side 2 for more of the DX audio service.